We rejoice at this time, and we thank God for the opportunity still in our country, the great USA, that we can sing hymns like this, and no one can tell us not to sing. And we will always fight for our rights to continue this liberty that we have in this great country. Yes?
Amen.
Amen. Well, this is 12:25. If you think I'm going to give you a long preach, forget it. There was a preacher one day it was hot in the Midwest, and they opened the windows in a little church, and the air was circulating, and he had about 3 points in his message. So he took his message, the air came and blew a couple of papers, notes there. He said, the first point is here, the 2 points, other points are out in the garden. So here we are, the rest is out in the garden. I wanted to let you know one thing, that they sang about the love of God. And if it weren't for the love of Christ, where would we be today? I, for one, can say, I'll be a lost soul, maybe dead, but Jesus Christ found me, changed my life, and gave me a new lease on life. Long ago, a baby came into our world to bring peace to men and nations. What a change his coming wrought. William Leckie, the astute Irish historian, said the 3 short years of Christ's public ministry have done more to soften and regenerate mankind than all the moralizing of all the moralists, and more than all the philosophizing of the philosophers since the world began. What Jesus did, no one under the sun can ever do or imitate. He won the world through his love. He manifested his love by giving to us his only begotten Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, who came to the world to save sinners such as I. The Bible says in Ephesians chapter 5 and verse 27 that he might, Christ, present to himself the church in all her glory, having no spot, no wrinkle, or any such thing, but we should be holy and blameless as he planned it for us. His coming, the manifestation of his love. That's why the world is celebrating Jesus Christ this month. And I want to leave you with a couple of words so we can exercise what God wants us to do during this beautiful season. When he manifested his love, I'm talking to the church. And I hope everyone knows Jesus Christ as Savior. If you don't, this is the opportunity to take the baby of Christmas as your Savior. We can rejoice because if we look a little bit past, it was redemption. And when you look and when you think about your redemption, I think you have a smile on your face. Thank God he redeemed me. Thank God he saved me. That's why he came. That's why how he manifested his love. The present, in order to be shortened, sanctification. He separated us, a nation, people, for himself. He separated us from past sins, from our past life, from the life of sin, and he wants us to be separated from it until he comes. We said past redemption, present sanctification, a holy people for himself. So we cannot go out and sin like the world is sinning. We cannot go out and celebrate Christmas like the world celebrates Christmas. No, we will go out and celebrate in the right way, in the right manner, in a good Christian manner, setting examples for the whole world. The future, what glorification, what's awaiting us is not the grave. What's awaiting us is to live with Jesus Christ forever in heaven. This is our hope. And this is the message of Christmas. This is what he came for. This is what he manifested. His love that took us in, took the past, erased it. Can you believe? Everything you've done bad in the past, he erased it. Don't think about it, because he forgot it. And he put a big sign that says, no fishing anymore. Turhan, you can fish for fish, but not for your sins. Amen. So, present, we are set as a separate nation, sanctified, washed by his blood, to live, to honor him, and to give him glory. And the future, I can't tell you enough about the future. What's awaiting us, life with Jesus Christ forever and ever. That's enough. That's why he came. And we should carry this message to the whole world. We should live and show the love of Christ. If I want to ask you to do one thing today, is let us, at the very beginning of this season, take the love of Christ and live it. That's my message today. And show it to the world. Ceremonial festivals, dazzling decorations, superb artistic performances on the stages of the world today do not leave a lasting impression. But what leaves a lasting impression of this world we're living in is living Christ in such a simple way. Living the story of the gospel. Living life the way God wants us to live it. And that's how we can affect people. It's not the gifts. They're okay. The celebrations, they're okay. Giving and receiving gifts are okay. But we are called for a higher purpose in life. To live Christianity as he wants us to live it. That's what makes the Christmas to you, to me, and the whole world. Are you ready to go out and show the world the love of Christ? It's a simple gospel story. The Bible tells us in John, Gospel of John, chapter 1 and verse 14. He says, he became flesh, right? And dwelt amongst us. And when he dwelt amongst us, what did he show us? Only love. There was no person that he did not love. There was no little child that did not cherish. There was no sick person that didn't have compassion on. There was no person under this sun that Jesus did not touch and heal who needed, who believed in him and needed healing. And we can carry this message to the whole world. We can carry it. We can live the gospel. And people can say, truly, he is a child of God. Truly, she is a godly woman. And that's what I want you to do this season. The Bible declares, this is a faithful saying. The Bible says, listen to this, and worthy of all acceptance, that Jesus came into this world to save sinners. You know, sin is man's tragedy. Jesus is God's answer. Are we willing to live like Jesus and take this message to the world? You can go and enjoy it, but do something special this Christmas. Please do something special this Christmas. showing them, showing the world, showing each and every person how to love. How to love. We heard many songs this morning. It was, the theme was the love of God that stooped down from His glory. What a story. What a simple story to lift you and me to a level of children of God. So let's not focus. It's good to enjoy. I love Christmas. Let's not focus on whether you, did you put the tree? Oh, whether you would put a tree or not, this is not, should be the focus. Did you put the ornaments around the house? Whether you have it, fine. If you don't have it, this is not, should be the focus. Do you have Jesus in your heart? This is the focus. Are you showing His love? This should be the focus. Are we telling the world about the baby Jesus? This is the focus. My focus is not, oh, I should buy this last gift. This is not the focus. The focus is you should give the gift of love and show it. I will end up, because I lost the two last pages in the garden, I will end up with a story I read affected me. Julianne Holland, age 13, wanted to do something special for Jesus at Christmas. She addressed her letter about Jesus to the local post office. This is a true story. I'm giving you times also. It went to the desk of Donald L. Orner, director of the customer services at the post office center in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. Julianne's letter said, every Christmas people think about getting presents, getting together with friends, and having a good time because Jesus was born. By being born, He let love into the world. Let blind people see. Let crippled people walk. So for this Christmas, don't think about your presents. Just think about Jesus and all He did, and try to spread the real spirit of Christmas. Orner replied to the letter, my dear Julianne, we have no mail route to heaven, but I am sure that Jesus is aware of what you wrote. He knows our thoughts and our feelings, and your beautiful letter flowed out across all the miles that no male man could ever travel and touch His heart. Perhaps too, Julianne, some of those who ask for presents are really asking for love. Listen to that. But to know that they are loved, they need some physical object to show it. You said that your letter wouldn't get anywhere, but it touched my heart. Merry Christmas, and may God bless you. The Associated Press relayed Julianne's beautiful letter around the world. The Los Angeles Times featured it on the front page. How great is the chain reaction of a loving thought. Let's give the gift of love. That man got touched. Post office. He gave her a letter and sent it around the world. Because it was a gift of love. An expression. Let's take the love of Christ and practically show it to the world. Not you are in my prayer. If you know of someone that a gift will do, do it. You might not afford it. Do something. And go out of your way to show the world how much Jesus loved us and how much we should love Him. He loved us more. No matter, we can never pay back the debt. We can never pay back the debt. May our Lord Jesus Christ fill our heart with compassion during this Christmas season. And we should tell the people about the purpose of his birth. Let's live this story. Let's live it. We have about 16 days. Let's live the story of the manger, the story of Jesus. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. So whoever believes on him shall not perish, but has everlasting life. Can we live that? Let's bow our heads. Ask the Lord, Lord, use me this season so I can show the world your love. And if there's someone here this afternoon says, I don't know, I haven't experienced the love of Christ, this is your moment to say, Lord, I hereby give you my heart, fill it with your love, so I can take this love to the whole world. Cleanse me from my sins. That's why Jesus came. To go to the cross for you and me. Save me. Change me. Make me a new man like this little girl of 13. And let me practically show the world your love. Our Father, we thank you for the opportunity to still serve you in days like these. We pray that the Spirit of the Lord Jesus Christ, the Spirit of Christmas, the Spirit of love will fill our hearts, fill our church, fill all the churches in the world so we can go out and witness and show the world what truly is to love. Bless each and every one. Help us not to forget why Jesus came into this world and into our lives. Dismiss us, we pray, in Jesus' name. Amen.